We continue our learning in Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Murushchan, Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio, and Hindel Bas El Yakum HaKohen. We are in Shvi'ez Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Ein Mivin Truma Michutza La'aretz La'aretz. Mishnah says you're not permitted to take Truma from that which is typically given to the Kohen, the 2%, from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Now, why is there Truma and Chutz La'aretz to begin with? So, Midoraisa, the halakh of separating Trumas and Masros, only applies to Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. Nonetheless, from the days of the Nevi'im already, the areas such as Bavel and Mitzrayim and Ammon and Moav also had an obligation of Truma, of the separation of Truma. And as we know, the area of Syria as well, not only with respect to the laws of Shemitah, but laws of Trumas and Masros would apply there as well, had a quasi-status of Eretz Yisrael, a certain amount of Kedusha. And therefore, there was separation of Truma, even Chutz La'aretz, in many areas of Chutz La'aretz. So the Mishnah is here to teach us that Truma from these countries, Ammon, Moab, Syria, Mitzrayim, etc., Bavel. So the halacha was, you're not allowed to bring that Truma into Eretz Yisrael. Why? So one of the reasons is to discourage the Kohanim from marriage in Eretz Yisrael from traveling to Chutz La'aretz to collect Truma and then bring it back to Eretz Yisrael with them. For a Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael, so there are two issues. Number one, there's the general prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Gemara Mavar Basra discussed this on Daf Sadi Aleph. You have appropriate for Shavuos, the discussion of Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion, the family leaving Eretz Yisrael. There's an Isser to leave. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin as well has a discussion about that. Rav Asin, Rav Yochanan. So we, even in the question about doing so, even in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avaim, can we leave the land of Eretz Yisrael? So there's a general prohibition to leave the land of Israel, maybe even more severe for a Kohen, because as we discussed in the previous Mishnah, the Tumah of Eretz Amim, the fact that there's general Tumah Derabbanan in Chutz La'aretz. So, to avoid Kohanim leaving Eretz Yisrael for Chutz La'aretz, to get Truma there and then bring it back, so we had, therefore, you're not allowed to bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. This was to discourage the Kohanim from doing so. Rabbi Shimon says, Shamati b'feirush shemevi'in misuria. I heard explicitly that we can bring Truma from Syria to Eretz Yisrael, but not from Chutz La'aretz. So this is Rabbi Shimon we discussed before. Rabbi Shimon gave Syria the status of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Syria. The Chachamim held that is Tameh like the rest of Eretz Ha'amim, and therefore we have to be strict generally. But Rabbi Shimon makes the point that unlike the other countries, the airspace, not the ground, but the airspace of Syria was not made Tameh. The airspace of the other countries actually are also Tameh, but the airspace of Syria is not. And therefore, let's say you came to Syria on a horse or in a wagon and you didn't have any direct contact with the ground, you could actually avoid becoming Tameh. And because of that possibility, Rabbi Shimon in general said that the Chachamim never introduced this particular halacha of preventing Kohanim from entering Syria. So therefore, the Truma from Syria was allowed to be brought into Eretz Yisrael. Also, reminding ourselves that Syria had a little bit of Kedusha as well. So to say that there's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Syria, so that itself is not as strict, according to the Chazon Ish, as leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to general Chutz La'aretz. Leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Syria is not so terrible. But Rabbi Shimon agrees, as the Mishnah concluded, Ve'im Mivim Chutz La'aretz. He agrees the Tana Kama, in order to discourage Kohanim from leaving Eretz Yisrael, yet Truma should not be brought from these foreign lands into Eretz Yisrael. We are now in Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph, Klal Amru Bashvias. There is a general rule that applies to Shvi'ah. So our Mishnah is going to give us some of the general halachos of Shemitah. What types of produce have the status of Kedushas Shvi'ahs? We remind ourselves that the produce of the Shemitah year have Kedusha, and if you have to treat it in a proper way, it has to be eaten in its proper way, in the way food is normally eaten. You're not allowed to waste it. You can't use it for business purposes, and this is all learned from the pasuk v'hoisa shabbas ha'aretz lachem la'achla, pasuk in Parshas Bahar, which teaches us what do you mean lachem la'achla? La'achla means that it should be eaten, it should be used for eating or similar activities to eating, and not to be wasted. We know it has to be left for hefker, for everyone has to be able to have the opportunity, it has to be accessible to all, and of course the halacha of biur, removing it, of being mafkirit. As we said, once it's no longer available for the chaya basada. Now, not everything that has shmitah kedusha shvius is subject to the law of bira, and that's what our Mishnah is coming to teach us. The produce that has kedusha shvius and requires bira is going to be listed in our Mishnah, and the next Mishnah will discuss that which does not require, that doesn't have that kedusha. So here we go. So first of all, we're going to see that there's a halacha of shvius, a kedusha shvius, and halacha of beer if it's machal adam, and machal behema has to be, right, those are examples. Umi min hatsovim, and min hatsovim means, or a species that's used for dyeing. So the Mishnah is going to tell us, Yeshul Shvius, Uladam of Shvius. We'll talk about what that means, money. The money is considered Kadosh as well. And Yeshlo Beer, Uladam of Beer. Now, the Mishnah happens to list on this, on this first list, has the phrase, Ve'eno Miskayim Ba'aretz, which sounds like that one of the rules for produce to have Kedusha Shvius is that it doesn't stay in the ground. It's not Miskayim Ba'aretz. It doesn't last in the ground, which means it rots if you leave it in the ground for a long period of time. That phrase actually is not a characteristic of something that has kedusha shvius. That actually is a characteristic of something that's chayiv in biur. As we've mentioned before, a species, when it's no longer available in the fields for the animals, so then you need biur. So a species that lasts in the ground for a long time is pater from biur, because it's available to the animals all the time. So beer is only needed for types of produce that don't last in the ground. So that's when the Mishnah means Eino Miskayim Ba'aretz. That means that doesn't have a lach of beer. That doesn't affect Kedusha Shvius on produce. So the rules that we have is for Kedusha Shvius is Machal Adam or Machal Behema, a species of Tsovim, right? Things used for dyes. And so Yeshlo Shvius has a din of Kedusha Shvius. And then the Mishnah said Uludam of Shvius. What does it mean? The money has the status of Shvius. So if, let's say, a person sells the Shemitah produce, which there's certain circumstances where we allow it. So the money now is kadosh, like the Shemitah fruit itself. So what does that mean? So you're not allowed to waste the money. You're not allowed to use it for business purposes. You have to use it to buy food. And therefore, and then when you do so, the kedusha that was on the money is now on the food. And the produce has to be treated with kedusha shvius. So you're not allowed to waste it. We put it in those special bins. I have to eat it all up, and not supposed to throw it away. So that's the truth when it comes to the money. And yeshlo beer as well. These items, machal adam, machal behema, min hatsovim, these dyes, also have a din of biur, and we're supposed to destroy them, subject to the laws, according to the Rambam, according to most of the Rishonim, the way we paskin, you have to be mafker them when it's no longer available for the chaya basada, and uludam of biur. And its money has the din of biur also. What does that mean? Let's say I sold apples, so now I have money. So the money is also subject to beer, like the apples. Now, what does that mean? So when the apples are no longer found on, let's say, on the trees in the field, so the money of the sale that has to be removed from the house as well, that's actually a halacha. Mishnah now asks this question, Ve'ezeh. So the Mishnah is going to discuss these three categories. We have food for people that does not last in the ground, food for animals that doesn't last in the ground, and a species used for dyeing that doesn't last in the ground. So we're going to go through each of these things, and the Mishnah is going to be mechadesh that certain things that are that one would have thought maybe not are considered machal adam actually are, even though people rarely eat them, but they would eat them a b'shas adchak ve'eze ze alei haluf hashote. The word luf, we said luf is a type of onion. This, the wild luf, the luf hashote, actually is a human food, the first category that we're talking about. Now, it's bitter. But you can eat it by sweetening it. So even though it's an inferior type of loaf, and people would not necessarily grow it because it's the leaves are bitter, so therefore it is obviously getting it from the wild. Nonetheless, since you sweeten it and they would become edible, it's considered food and it has kedusha shvius. What else? Va'ale hadandana, the leaf of mint. Ha'olshin va'akreshin, and dies and leeks, of course, that are wild, and when if the ones that are grown in the garden are not available, so these two, and dies and leeks, we have the commonly one, the ones that are commonly grown. So those obviously have kedusha shvius. So, in non-Shemitah years, that's what you would normally eat, but in Shemitah, it could be that it wouldn't have so much available. So people will eat the variety that are wild, and therefore they still have kedusha shvius because they are still considered machal adam, the haragila, purslane, a type of herb which has edible leaves, v'neitz ha'chalav, the milky blossom, as a plant that has flowers that are very, very white. So, once again, even though these are not typically eaten by people, since they're eaten once in a while, they have kedushas shvias. Now, umachal behema. What's on that list? The chiddush of these. Hachochin v'hadar darim, which are thorns and thistles. Now, these are, they're fit for animal consumption. Now, even for animals, these are inferior. They wouldn't normally eat them. But since once in a while they would, they're on the list of machal behem and they have kedusha shvius. Umimin hatzovim. And now, the Mishnah is going to list, umin hatzovim. And now the Mishnah is teaching us about the species they use for making dye. So this is the third category. So, what's that? That don't last in the ground. So that includes Sfiche Isatis Vikotza. We've mentioned these way back. This is the aftergrowth of Isatis, which is woad, which is a source of a blue dye, and Kotza, which is safflower. Now, why does the Mishnah speak about the aftergrowth of Isatis? So that's because if you leave the root in the ground, after you cut the plant, the same root produces new plants. So the new plants are not coming because of you planted something new. They actually grew on their own. That's what we call the svichim. All of these, yesh lehem bir, v'ledemehem bir, the Mishnah just concludes as a summary. They all have, they have halach of bir, and the money has the status of bir, once again, because these have, are considered, kedusha shvius, are considered machal adam, machal behema, or something that is used for dyeing as well. And these are all considered Shemitah sanctity because they all are the same in the following way. When I eat something, the food is being destroyed at the same time that it's providing benefit for me. So any plant that has that same characteristic where it's eliminated, it's destroyed at the same time that it's providing benefit, so that's included. And that's why dye, this dye stuff, which is consumed the same time that it colors the fabric, is included in this kedusha shvius as well.